I'm with Rob Beale of Morris Owen. Rob, so the budget is due on the 15th of March. It's quite amusing when you think of the shenanigans around the autumn statement and how that moved. And it's quite incredulous to think where we were at that moment in time. It's almost a serene situation now in comparison. What do you think are going to be the key things to look out for?
I guess if you look at the various taxes in the budget, probably there's going to be no real change to income tax, to corporation tax, to VAT, because that's already been done, if you like. In terms of changes to taxes, if there's going to be structural change, it will be to do with capital gains tax and inheritance tax, and potentially tax relief on pensions. But those three topics have been, you know, top tips from accountants for the last God knows how many years, that something's going to happen with that. I actually think the most interesting thing that's going to be in this budget is how much money the government's got to play with, because all indications are they've got more money than they originally anticipated. So the question is actually, is it going to be a political budget where perhaps they're announcing continued support because of electricity and gas prices? Are they going to start, if they've got a bit of extra money, to give a little bit away to start the political process if there's an election around the corner? Or are they just going to sit there with a budget and say, yeah, it's better than we anticipated, but now's not the right time to give anything away, because we want to make sure that actually things are going to plan, and therefore there'll be a bit more of a giveaway next year. And so I think I'm anticipating perhaps the most political budget that we've seen for a good number of years.
Okay, that's interesting. Corporation tax is due to go to 25%. That's correct, isn't it?
That's right, yeah.
And that's not signalled that they're going to change that, I don't think. So that's likely to happen, is that?
I think so, yes.
How much of an issue is that? That's probably the better question, given that not just for companies that have no opportunity to move abroad, but when we think of what Liz Truss was saying about trying to get investment into the country and get more businesses based here and not have them based, for example, over in Ireland, where there's one or two examples. Is that a good move, do you think, or a necessary move?
I think 25% corporation tax sounds high because we've been used to it being at 19%. But in the scheme of life, it's still relatively modest. I guess, actually, when I talk to business people, if you're paying increased amounts of corporation tax because you make more profit, and therefore it is a tax on profit, and you know, where there's been criticism in the past is where, for example, national insurance has been put up, because that's a tax on jobs, nothing to do with profitability. Will it change some people's behaviour? Yes, undoubtedly it will do, and it may make some businesses relook at their structures from a tax planning point of view. But I think 25% is still, relatively speaking, a reasonable rate of corporation tax. Don't get me wrong, people will sit there and say, yeah, but I'm paying extra tax and extra tax. The question from the government's point of view is they've got to raise it from somewhere. So where do they do it? I'd be surprised if we saw major changes in behaviour from businesses as a result of that increase in tax rate.
Yeah. And what about the Northern Ireland situation? If that does go through and gets resolved, which means Brexit is actually done, that should be a very positive thing, shouldn't it?
Yeah, I think it is. And I think it's positive from two perspectives. One is, it's done, and therefore we were out of this limbo that we've been in for a period of time. I think the second thing that's quite important about it is it lessens the issue with us trading with Europe, the potential trade war and the grievances that we've had. And I think we've suffered. I think there was this view of the UK's got to be seen to be almost punished for going through Brexit. Hopefully that puts that to bed. And it means that we can start to move forward and trade properly. And then therefore, companies and businesses in the UK can actually re-look at how they're trading with the EU. And hopefully that will be beneficial to those businesses.
Yeah, that makes sense. Rob Beale from Morris Owen, thank you very much for those thoughts.
Thanks.